It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Governor Kathy Hochul recently ordered 750 National Guard members into the subway system to help patrol it. But that's not the only measure she says will improve safety in the transit network that saw another shooting last week, this one on an A train in downtown Brooklyn. Hochul is expanding a program that sends mental health workers along with police officers to help the unhoused. WNYC Stephen Nesson accompanied one of the outreach teams and has this story.
Which officers are you taking with you?
We start at 8 a.m. at MTA headquarters, where two clinicians and half a dozen MTA police officers cram into a small conference room. There's Dunkin' Donuts coffee, munchkins, and a bowl of oranges. They map out the day.
We're going to start from Whitehall. We'll take it down to South Ferry, and then we'll head straight to Chambers.
That's Amid Ademolu, a 41-year-old clinician. He's a trained nurse wearing a matching olive T-shirt, jacket, and pants with heavy black boots. He works for the city's Department of Homeless Services, and he's a member of the Subway Co-Response Outreach Team, or SCOUT for short. What makes this group different from other homeless service groups is Ademolu focuses on the most troubled, unhoused people in the subway system.
If a person is obviously bleeding, that is a health hazard on its own. They're putting their life in danger, and it's only a matter of time before things get bad.
He has the authority to send someone to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation, whether they want to go or not. But instead of just calling an ambulance, he actually goes into the hospital with them. It's a daunting process in a city with an estimated 2,000 individuals taking shelter in the subway system, according to the last HOPE count. The program's expansion also comes at a moment when there's been a spike in felony assaults and three murders in the subway this year. Ademolu slips on a reflective orange vest and fist bumps the other clinician before they go their separate ways. Each one of them is backed up by three MTA police officers.
All right.
At the Fulton Transit Center, there's a man laying on the ground near the Uptown 4-5 train. You can smell him from 15 feet away. Ademolu, wearing a face mask, crouches close to him. After a few words, the man gingerly stands up and hobbles off. Ademolu discusses his decision to let the man go with one of the police officers.
We'll continue to look at his activities.
There's a one medical attention. He's leaving. He's not sleeping.
A few minutes later, he sees another man pacing in a corridor. He has a long, disheveled gray beard, sagging work pants, and a white waffle shirt. Snot dangles from his nostrils. This encounter goes very differently. It's hard to make out, but he says, "I'm taking the J train." "Leave me alone," he says. "I said don't follow me," he tells Ademolu and the three MTA police standing behind him. Suddenly, an NYPD officer joins them. Then a commuter starts shouting,
"Don't touch him! Don't touch him!"
MTA police, who had just been observing up to this point, start yelling at the man and a bystander nearby. The man continues walking to the J train platform, trailed now by nine police officers trying to convince him to leave. He tells an officer, "I don't have time for that." Watching all this unfold is Jeremy Fagelson. He's been working on homeless issues in the city for decades. The MTA hired him 2 years ago to address the ongoing homeless problem in the system. He says, initially, this man was not determined to be psychotic, just angry and very stubborn.
This guy, you know, with the anger at this level, I think the indications are that we need a fuller assessment.
Can I ask, though, I mean, is the anger related to the sheer number of MTA police that surrounded him very quickly?
Yeah, we'll never know. But again, you have to ask, is that person better off if he walks away and spends the day lurching around the subway system, or is he better off if we spend a little more time with him and try and get him to help?
Fagelson leans over and says,
"This is a 958.
That's the code that means the man is going to a hospital for an involuntary psychiatric assessment. It's allowed under New York state law. Outside the station, three police officers pin him against the wall. Two officers hold his arms. One holds up his pants, which keep falling down. Ademolu stands off to the side, taking notes on a clipboard.
when he said, I just want to get on the J train, why didn't you just let him get on the J
train? That's not me. He made the call to stay there. He was acting erratic. All right, so he made the call. I didn't make that call. They gave him multiple opportunity to leave the train or leave the station.
But he kept walking toward the J train, right? He said, I want to get on the J train.
I trust me, it's, you know, my job here is to observe the situation and assess the situation and make determination appropriately. Okay.
Minutes tick by as everyone waits for an ambulance.
Give him a minute to do his thing.
Suddenly, an officer takes out a mesh bag and pulls it over the man's head.
Just to give you some insight on what this is right here, it's called a spit hood.
That's Steve Simmons, a sergeant with the MTA police.
He has a ton of mucus coming down. It's dripping into his mouth. And as he's talking, it's going into some of the officers' faces. And so that's why we did that right there. We just want to make sure the officers are safe and they're not getting...
Nearly 30 minutes later, EMTs arrive. They restrain him in a wheelchair with orange straps and cart him down the street. The ambulance will take him to Bellevue. Ademilu rides with him and will spend the rest of the day with this man. It's not even noon yet. This program launched in the fall, and since then, the MTA reports 45 people have voluntarily moved into a shelter, and 15 people have been involuntarily taken to the hospital for assessment. Most of them ended up being admitted. Will Watts is Deputy Executive Director for Advocacy at Coalition for the Homeless.
If there were more low barrier access to treatment, to the appropriate facilities, where individuals would be able to feel safe and stable, then individuals will choose those options.
But Governor Kathy Hochul says the outreach teams are making a difference. She's committed $20 million to increase the number of scout teams from 2 to 10, and the plan is for the program to expand beyond Manhattan to other boroughs. Hochul says they'll be up and running by next year. As for the man who was taken away in the ambulance, Jeremy Fagelson at the MTA, who focuses on this, says he's just one of thousands of people sheltering in the subway system who needs help.
Tomorrow we'll see another one, and the day after that we'll see another one, and we'll keep going until hopefully everyone who needs care gets it.
Do you believe that's possible?
I do. I think with enough resources and enough commitment, it can happen. That's the goal.
He'll be back at it tomorrow. Stephen Nesson, WNYC News.